From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says close consultation with Seoul will continue over the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. Washington stresses shared values when asked of its stance on Seoul's role in defending Taiwan if China attacks the island. And the rival parties collide over the controversy surrounding comments by President Yoon Suk-yeol during his recent visit to the U.S. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said that close consultation with Seoul will continue as the two sides seek to address concerns over the application of the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act during the transition of South Korean electric vehicle production to the U.S. According to a briefing by Vice Foreign Minister Cho Hyun-dong in Tokyo on Tuesday, the Vice President met with South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo that day prior to attending the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Cho said that after the Prime Minister conveyed Seoul's concerns over what it perceives to be discriminatory exclusions in the IRA, Harris said that the U.S. is well aware of Seoul's concerns on the EV subsidies law. The Prime Minister also proposed that the two sides continue talks to come up with an adequate solution in line with the opinion shared between President Yoon Suk-yeol and U.S. President Joe Biden when they met in New York last week. The disputed U.S. law excludes electric vehicles assembled outside North America from tax incentives and imposes additional restrictions related to battery components and production. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to visit the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas during her trip to Seoul later this week. In his meeting with Harris in Tokyo on Tuesday, South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo said that a visit to the DMZ is very symbolic, adding that the South Korean government and its people are looking forward to her in-person visit. Commending the enhanced cooperation between Seoul and Washington in their commitment to universal values such as human rights and the market economy, the Prime Minister added that he hopes joint efforts will continue to resolve outstanding issues. Harris, for her part, said she hopes the two countries will expand their partnership in various fields such as innovation, technology, and space, saying the Seoul-Washington alliance is the linchpin of regional security in the Indo-Pacific region. The U.S. has indirectly expressed hope that South Korea will play a role in defending Taiwan in the event that China launches an attack on the island. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Monday was responding to a question asking if the U.S. would want South Korea to join efforts to defend Taiwan. He said one of the reasons for the U.S.'s support of Taiwan is that the two nations have shared values, as is also the case with the U.S.'s alliance with South Korea, adding the U.S., South Korea, and other allies in the region have a common interest in maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific. In an interview with CNN that aired on Sunday, President Yoon Suk-yeol responded to a question about whether South Korea would participate in a militarized defense of Taiwan by saying that if China were to attack the island, North Korea is highly likely to engage in provocation. The president said that in such a scenario, South Korea's top priority would be dealing with the North's threat based on the strong South Korea-U.S. alliance. North Korean ambassador to the United Nations Kim Song has issued a strong rebuke of the combined military drills between South Korea and the U.S. In a speech at the UN General Assembly in New York on Monday, Kim blasted the allies' ongoing joint maritime drills that kicked off that same day, saying that the U.S. is conducting drills that create very serious concerns around the Korean Peninsula. The North Korean diplomat called the exercises an extremely dangerous act that can drive the situation on the peninsula to the brink of war. Kim also repeated the North's position that U.S. threats drove the North's nuclear development.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korean politicians are wrangling over President Yoon Suk-yeol's remarks caught on a hot mic last week during his trip to New York. While the opposition claims that Yoon used profanity and improper language in reference to U.S. Congress members and President Joe Biden, the ruling party blamed local broadcaster MBC, saying that its subtitles caused all the controversy. The main opposition party says Yoon's foreign minister should step down. Kim Bum-soo has wrapped up the latest.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was coming out of a conference on Wednesday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Walking next to his foreign minister, Yoon's remarks were captured in a camera microphone. While some of his word choice were not clearly recorded due to background noise, media outlets and the main opposition Democratic Party cited Yoon as saying, "How could Biden not lose his face if those at the National Assembly, punctuated by profanity, do not approve the related bill?" The presidential office refuted the controversial dictation, saying that the word that was heard by others as Biden was in fact a Korean word for throwing out, referring to the Korean parliament's possible refusal to pass a related bill. While arguing that Yoon was expressing his concern that South Korea's National Assembly might reject his pledge to contribute $100 million to the Global Fund, the presidential office also claimed that the profanity was not directed at the members of the U.S. Congress. But Yoon's hot mic moment has already become the hottest topic in Korean politics. 169 main opposition Democratic Party lawmakers on Tuesday unanimously decided to file a motion to dismiss Foreign Minister Park Jin, saying that someone has to be held responsible for the controversy and other alleged diplomatic errors made during the president's recent overseas trip. DP said unless Park is fired, the South Korea-U.S. alliance will, quote, collapse like a sandcastle. The ruling People Power Party floor leader Chu Ho-young blamed local broadcaster MBC for initially reporting about Yoon's comment in question with subtitles and making it sound like it was in reference to the U.S. president and Congress. The ruling camp will form a task force to shed light on the alleged distortion of Yoon's words and media reporting on the matter. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Daily COVID-19 cases nearly tripled from a day ago to reach nearly 40,000 on Tuesday, amid a general downturn in infections. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Tuesday that 39,425 infections were reported throughout the previous day, including 308 from overseas, bringing a cumulative caseload to around 24,673,000. The daily figure increased 2.8 times, or some 25,000 from a day ago, on the back of increased testing after the weekend. The tally, however, is the lowest in 11 weeks for Tuesdays, down by over 8,000 from a week ago and 17,000 from 2 weeks ago. A joint investigation team has launched a probe into the cause of a deadly fire that charred an outlet mall in the central city of Daejeon, killing 7 people and leaving another seriously injured. The team of 40 investigators, consisting of the police, fire authorities, and forensic experts, began their inspection of Hyundai Premium Outlet on Tuesday morning, one day after the blaze began. They are expected to closely study an underground cargo loading zone where the fire is believed to have started, with surveillance footage showing flames around a one-ton truck after the driver had parked the vehicle in the area to unload cargo. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 2.92 points, or 0.13% on Tuesday, closing the day at 2,223.86. Earlier in the day, the main bourse dipped below the 2,200 level, hitting the lowest level in 2 years and 2 months. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also ended the day stronger, gaining 5.74 points, or 0.83%, closing the day at 698.11. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 9.81 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,421.51. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.